Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. Even though God's ways are not always our ways, He loves us, and He is faithful.
Every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. And what I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do.
Thank you.
Lord, we continue to pray for your help with the evil in this world, injustice and unrighteousness. And in many areas and issues, we're still waiting for your answers. This fact is one of many reasons we recognize that your ways are not always our ways. We thank you and praise you for your infinite knowledge and wisdom. You are all-knowing, the Alpha and Omega. Because your love is boundless, we rest in you. Your plan for our lives is absolutely perfect, and you are conforming us to the image of your Son, preparing us for our future home with you. God, help keep us in your word. Encourage us when circumstances concern and frustrate us, and we cry out to you asking, why, Lord? Strengthen our faith. God, help those who are listening right now. Help them to not only see you high and lifted up, but to rest in your unfailing character. Thank you, Lord, for your patience with us. Amen.
There is no problem too big God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders,
God's grace impart strength to my fainting heart. My zeal inspire, as thou hast died for me.
You are listening to Called to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. You'll also find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share prayer requests and testimonies, as well as finding out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
His precious blood he shed for me. Sleeping, hope ever lasting in
Thank you for listening. Consider calling a friend and inviting them to tune in right now.
Oh, for grace.
success to show. No glory of my own, yet in my weakness he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when
His ways are not always our ways. God allows and encourages us to learn about Him through His Word, prayer, fellowship with other Christians, and as we watch Him at work in our lives and this world. While walking through life with Him, there will be times when we will ask the question, "Why, Lord? Why did you allow something to happen?" Or, "Why does it appear that you are delaying an answer to my prayers?" Think on these things as we read His Word and find examples in Scriptures. 1 Corinthians, "For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach Him?" Well, listen, folks, and think about Habakkuk's complaint found in the first chapter of Habakkuk. "How long, O Lord, must I call for help? But you do not listen. Violence is everywhere. I cry, but you do not come to save. Must I forever see these evil deeds? Why must I watch this misery? Wherever I look, I see destruction and violence. I'm surrounded by people who love to argue and fight. the law has become paralyzed, and there's no justice in the courts. The wicked far outnumber the righteous, so that justice has become perverted. The Lord replied, "Look around at the nations. Look and be amazed, for I am doing something in your own day, something you wouldn't believe even if someone told you about it. I am raising up the Babylonians, a cruel and violent people. They will march across the world and conquer other lands. They are notorious for their cruelty and do whatever they like. Their horses are swifter than cheetahs and fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their charioteers charge from far away. Like eagles, they swoop down to devour their prey. On they come, all bent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind, sweeping captives ahead of them like sand. They scoff at kings and princes and scorn all their fortresses. They simply pile ramps of earth against their walls and capture them. They sweep past like the wind and are gone. But they're deeply guilty, for their own strength is their God." Isaiah 55, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." From Isaiah 45, "I create the light and make the darkness. I send good times and bad times. I, the Lord, am the one who does these things." Even though we don't have all the answers, God is at work. Listen to Psalm 37. "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I've been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Proverbs 16, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." Proverbs 3, 5-7, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil." Folks, when we ask the Lord why that he allows or directs things to happen in and or around us, he loves us and doesn't want us to be frustrated. And while we wait and watch for answers and wisdom, he helps our faith to grow in him. One of my favorite life verses is found in Psalm 27. "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." I just heard the dog barking in the other room. His name is Clark, and he was standing near our front door. As I went to see what he was barking at, looked out the front window, I didn't see anything. Went outside and still didn't see what he was trying to get my attention about. The timing of this was more than coincidence. In a crude but simple way, God used that to remind me that he sees and hears everything. Many times we don't. I believe that he allowed that dog to bark just to get my attention. Well, after I came back in the house, I noticed that Clark had gone out the doggy door into the backyard. Well, when I went out to check on him, he's running around the yard with a toy in his mouth. He loves to tease me so that each time I came near him, he'd take off running. I couldn't help but laugh out loud. While I had been distracted by potential circumstances out front, he reminded me that things were all right. I could relax and play. God, help us to have faith in what you are doing, to trust, relax, because you love us and you've got it all under control.
For the Lord will be not fear or be dismayed, for the Lord and His light will show the way.
Be strong and take courage.
Do not fear or be dismayed. For the One who lives within you will be strong.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we looked at the fact that God's ways are not always our ways. This life requires faith and trust. God is God, and He loves us, and we can rest in that. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address: Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Friend, believe the good news that Jesus, God in the flesh, died for your sins according to the Scripture. He was buried, rose out from among the dead ones according to the Scripture. He's alive today, seated in a place of privilege at the Father's right hand in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done. Finished. There's a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now that's good news, my friend. Believe it. When you make a decision, please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. There, you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's Call to Worship, proverbsonline.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path.
Cleanse my heart.